Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called How to Avoid Cultural Appropriation in Marketing. Let's dive in. Every marketer faces this dilemma. Tap into culture for relevance, but one misstep destroys your brand overnight. Cultural appropriation scandals cost brands millions in revenue and decades of trust. Today, we're solving the puzzle: how to be culturally smart without being culturally stupid. Before using any cultural element, ask yourself this: are we celebrating with this community or capitalizing on them? Celebrating with means including authentic voices in creation and decision-making. Capitalizing on means extracting cultural elements without context, credit, or compensation. This simple framework prevents 90% of appropriation mistakes. It's the difference between partnership and parasitism. Now, let me share the three-layer cultural audit that protects your brand. Layer 1 is historical context. Research the origin story and sacred significance. Layer 2 is community sentiment. What do actual community members say about brand usage? Layer 3 examines power dynamics. Does your brand have more influence than the originating culture? Brands that skip these audits face 3 times higher backlash rates, according to social listening data. Replace borrowing culture with partnering with culture creators. Hire cultural consultants, not just cultural researchers. Share profits through partnerships, licensing deals, or community investment. Document your process publicly. Transparency becomes your shield against criticism. Consider Nike versus Adidas and their indigenous designs. Nike faced massive backlash for their Air Force One Puerto Rico edition without Puerto Rican designer involvement. Adidas partnered with indigenous artists for their Native American Heritage Month collection. The key difference? Adidas hired indigenous designers, shared revenue, and told their stories. Result: Nike pulled products and apologized, while Adidas sold out and built lasting community relationships. Collaboration costs more upfront, but saves millions in damage control. Before your next cultural campaign launches, conduct this 15-minute team exercise. Ask, if this culture's elders saw our campaign, would they feel honored or exploited? If you can't confidently answer honored, either redesign with community input or pivot entirely. This single question will save your brand from career-ending mistakes. The future belongs to brands that understand culture isn't content to be consumed, it's community to be respected. When you treat culture as partnership instead of property, you don't just avoid appropriation, you build authentic connection that drives sustainable growth. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stop guessing. Turn cultural noise into campaigns that convert with the Cultural Intelligence Report.